Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Sorry about that.
Radio has changed.
Delayed. By the way, this was King Ever Undead. Sorry the intro didn't go right. That was the wrong intro. That was for another show. Anyways, today we are going... Well, yeah, this is Dead City Whale, but... God, okay. It looks like me and Ghost are even today. But today we are going to talk about Keemstar's Vacation. And that's right, for you guys who like or love Keemstar. Apparently he's going on vacation from Drama Alert this week to go to Kansas City, Missouri, believe it or not, for some kind of convention. Now, okay. Basically he's going to try to visit with fans and play some COD with them, some Call of Duty. Or some video game, I can't really remember. And apparently, man, this show sucks. But yeah, this is really short news. I think that's all there is to say. And also, Ty Blue will be taking his place as usual, which I do want to do a rant on Ty Blue. That's one thing I wanted to do. First off, I want to tell you why Ty Blue isn't that great of a host. First off, I think that Ty Blue is modern trash. He's a fruit. He's very, very unpopular. I don't even know. And people really don't care for the guy, okay? They like Keemstar's personality better than Ty Blue's because Ty Blue lacks a personality. He's like any modern trash person, okay? He's just trashy. He doesn't have a personality. It's stupid. It really is. And the other topics are to be announced, so if you guys have a topic for me, because that's all I've got to say about Keemstar's Vacation. Man, I sucked on that. Anyways, call 347-855-8578 to just bring out a random topic. I don't know, man. I think I should have not done a coverage on Keemstar's Vacation. Okay, anyways, 518, what's up?
Hello, this is Sparta from the Discord chat. How's it going tonight?
I'm doing good. Wait, who is this from the Discord chat?
This is Sparta 789789.
Oh, awesome. This is Sparta. What's up?
Nothing much. I want to get your thoughts on the whole Celtic Brony situation, since, you know, he unfortunately came back.
The Celtic Brony situation? You mean the thing I kind of brought out?
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I think the Celtic Brony situation, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, Celtic Brony and Ghost are really hiding something, and they're seriously going to do an inside job or something. Sometime this year, True Capitalist Radio is going to end. And that's my prediction. Yeah, another prediction for 2017. Basically, they're going to start Troll War 4 out of random. That's what's going to happen. They're going to start Troll War 4 out of random. And then Ghost is going to blame all the trolls and he's going to leave. And I think he could do this anytime he wanted to. And blame it on anyone he wants to. But I really don't have too many thoughts on it being Celtic causing everything. Honestly, a lot of things are being done by one person. You know, the center of the drama, you know, comes from the Cleveland calls. I might talk about that, but who knows. Anyways, 818, you have something to talk about?
Hello?
818. You there, 818? Okay, he just dropped out. Holy shit. He got scared. He's a pussy, man. He got a pussy dropper. 863, what's going on?
King Ed, this is Shower Guy. Tell Peter to come join with me in the shower. Oh, my.
Oh, that's disgusting. No, I'm not going to join you in no shower. No. That's not going to happen. Jeez. See, Peter, where are you? I gotta get him. Peter! Look at what you started.
Wait, we get escaped.
I got another butt stalker, and they're saying, oh, let you and Peter and all that shit. You know, they're talking about you, man.
Wait, is it because I'm a brony?
Yeah. I'm sure that's why, because you're a fruity brony. Anyways, come over here. I'm going to take another caller.
Okay. Okay, be good, Abby.
All right. 435, what's up? He doesn't have anything to say. I'm going to put him on mute. But somebody messaged me on Skype. I saw that code decode came back into my chat room. One moment. Let's see what he has to say. Can you send me a link for the Discord chat? Oh. He wants me to send him an invite. Well, let's invite people. Let's copy that and we'll paste it. There you go. Just my friend Audio Jack or Code Decode or Piss Man. Anyways, I guess we'll give some shout outs to some people. We got three of them today. Blackjack Capitalist, Brony Forever Drumming, and Code Decode. Welcome. Keemstar for President 2020. That would be pretty awesome, though. True Capitalist Radio was an inside job. What? What are you saying? I'm sure Troll War 4 is going to be an inside job. That's just my prediction. I'm predicting the future. I'm predicting that Ghost is going to screw his fans over sometime. I know he will. Because, or, either that, or he's planning to get rid of Radio Graffiti, or he's just going to ban all anonymous callers. That could be his plan. So, anyways, I guess we'll start from the top again. Because, honestly, I don't have much to talk about. But there was a requested topic I'll talk about. I'll do one more round of calls, and then I'll go to the next topic. 518, what's going on?
Hello again.
Hey, this is Sparta. You doing okay, man?
Yeah, I'm actually considering starting my own like free podcast on Blog Talk Radio. By the way, what are the limitations that come with a free podcast, anyways?
Yeah, that sounds cool, man. Anyways, I'll put you on. Wait, you want to share that? Hold up, you want to share that? Go on ahead and share that.
All right, it's called Sparta. It's called Sparta's Random After Show, Episode 1. And it's called Sparta's Random After Show. You can try to search on Blog Talk Radio right now. I'm trying to create an episode right now, actually.
Oh, you're going to create an episode right now? All right. Go on ahead and share a link into the chat so you can invite some people.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
All right, I got first create the episode first, and I'll share a link on the Discord chat.
Oh, okay. Man, I know Blackjack Capitalist. I haven't seen you talk at all, man. Like, I finally get to see you talk. What's going on, man? So he's going to share the link to his new thing. He might share it in Discord. Who knows?
Anyways, let's get to 435. What's going on?
Hey, Ed. How's it going?
Doing good. I'm sure this is Tyson, right?
No, this is Brony Drumming.
Oh, Brony Drumming. Hey, what's up? Are you actually the original guy behind Shower Guy?
No. I was a urinal guy. Yeah.
Oh, you were a urinal guy. So you were one of the bathroom guy, like the tub guy family members. You were one of them. You were a urinal guy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Anyways, Brony Drum, I'll put you on mute for now. Let's get on 863. What's going on, man?
Peter, where are you? My dick's waiting for you. Oh, my.
No! 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 Who is it? Who is it?
I think it's Tyson.
Tyson? Is that you?
It's Shower Guy.
Shower Guy? No! 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 I should have known! Shower Guy wants to take me to the bathhouse. So, no! I don't want to be taken to the bathhouse, you son of a bitch! No! I don't want to go to no bathhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, blah, blah. Oh. Just go on with your show. What were you going to talk about anyway? I'm going to sit here over here.
All right. Okay. What I was going to talk about, this was a topic heavily requested by Raldi. Now, I was going to talk about the drama that's going on in the TCR community. Now, I just mentioned that Ghost could end his show because of this drama. He might be aware, but just not paying attention. I mean, I don't think he is really that aware. And that's the thing. I think the guy is, I don't know. But the drama that's going on, you know, I just feel a lot of hatred in the group. You know, there's been a lot of feuds. There was a feud between Disco Waffle and, Disco Waffle and Scarlet Moon had something going on with 8 Equal. And it seems as if, there was a temporary thing going on between Tyson and Raldi's girlfriend, but that kind of subsided. And there was a lot of other conflicts where, you know, Paul was threatening both the bronies and non-bronies, especially the non-brony. I think the biggest non-brony they're going after is El Foxo Loco. And that's the thing, man. I mean, it seems like El Foxo Loco has been the biggest target for Pole, and, you know, Discord has a heavy hate for him. You know, the guy's an asshole, but I don't blame him for being an asshole. I mean, but I think he's more biased than I am. I mean, I'm an asshole myself, but he's pretty biased. I mean, I can be biased too, but I think he's a bit more biased. I mean, he restricts a lot of things than you would think I would. I don't restrict bronies at all, but he does. I don't have a hate for Raldi, but he does. And I think that El Foxo Loco kind of acts like a child. You know, he acts salty. He doesn't release it, but, you know, I'm getting tired of him acting like a fucking baby, okay? What he needs to do is man up and actually allow calls. I mean, back then, he was okay. I mean, I'm sure Dark Razors, I mean, I don't think he was a problem back then either, but he's Dark Razors, compared to El Foxo Loco, is a huge problem. But besides that, I always pay my piss hinkle. Wait, what? Can you say the name? Piss hinkle? Really? I'm sorry, I'm looking at this chat now. What else? Not much. This is Scarlet by... Oh, it's Scarlet Moon. So she's been giving a few listens. Or he. I'm sorry. He's been giving a few listens. That's awesome. I didn't know, man. And listen, man. I do I don't really have too much of a grudge against bronies, to be honest, okay? You know, with me, you know, starting out as a brony, respecting the fandom for a long time, I don't have any, like, anything against bronies. I mean, I do a bit when it comes to TCR, but it seems like they're not a problem anymore. They're not a problem. The problem we have on the show now is the Cleveland Brown Collars, and what we've been figuring out is that it's been instigated by one caller, and he's been forcing it. He's been forcing it. And we're all getting tired of it. I mean, all the chats are. I mean, people have been pointing fingers at each other for doing it. And in reality, it's just an anonymous person. The only evidence we have of somebody doing it was with a YouTube channel by the name of Cleveland Brown, who actually has 4 subscribers, and yeah, he would hang out in the Brony Network chat, the old one. I don't think he hangs out in the new one. He might, but I'm not sure. We don't know. I mean, I can't really tell you if he does or not, but maybe he does. Who knows? Anyways, that's going to be the only evidence we have of that. Because we're trying to figure out who's doing it, and who's ever doing it is going to rip apart the community. I mean, it's been ripped to not just split in half. It's ripping the shreds now. It's the fandom for True Catholic Radio is slowly dying. Do you notice that? Do you notice how Radio Graffiti has been using less creativity? Okay? I mean, I know Benito Ghostini and the African Booty Scratcher, they saved tonight's shows. I'm proud of them. But you know what? I think they could have, you know, really done something. Yeah, anyways, another round of calls? I guess I should do another round of calls. Again, if you want to call in tonight's show, it's 347-855-8578. Again, that number to call, 347-855-8578. Let's pick up on 435. What's going on?
Not much. What about you?
Doing good. Do you have anything to talk about or whatever?
Yeah. I do notice, like, there is, like, a quality dip going on the TCR, especially with Radio Graffiti, because there was, like, less originality.
Yes.
It wasn't as original as it used to be.
You're right. In fact, I mean, that's why I left the TCR community for like about a few weeks. It's because of what they've done. You know, they lack creativity, and, you know, that's a fact. And I wish that, you know, I mean, there's only a few great creative people left, a few creative minds. I mean, Twilight's creative, but in my opinion, I'm not a big fan of hers.
Right.
Yeah, I think Twily was a great mention as a failed troll. I think she could do something else. I mean, she has that creativity and that bright personality, but she just needs to find something else, something that people would really like. Anyways,
yeah.
I'll put you on mute.
Yeah,
wait, what? What was that?
I said that's all I got to say.
Oh, that's all you got to say? All right, man. We did get 2 new callers. One moment. We got an 862 area code. What's up?
Oh, Eddie, how large is your underwear? I want to wear it whenever I want to go with you. It's so hot.
How large is my underwear? Really? You want to... No. You are not going to know the size of my underwear. That's not going to happen. No. You want to travel in my underwear is not that big, dude. Look, my underwear is a pretty decent size. It fits around my waist. And, yeah, it's awesome. I wear briefs. And no, I don't just wear any kind of underwear. I wear briefs. Those, I mean, yeah. Anyways, 111, you're on the air, man.
This is True Keemstar Obsession Radio. True Keemstar Obsession Radio.
This is your boy, King Edward Undead.
The badass of being obsessive with Keemstar.
Give him naked photos of Keemstar and tie blue or give him death.
So we're going to review some pretty explicit stuff here.
Broadcasting from his skyline room full of garden gnome statues and Keemstar pictures in beautiful downtown Elkhart, Indiana.
So I'm homo with Keemstar.
And now, he'll take it from here. Your host, the butt stalker of Keemstar Butt Stalkers, the man they call King Edward Undead.
Come on. No, stop. What? That's a terrible intro, okay? First off, I'm not obsessive with... I'm not obsessive over Keemstar anymore. Do you know that I've distanced myself away from that motherfucker? Listen, I do have respect for the guy, but I don't listen to his stuff too much anymore. I mean, I think I stopped listening to his stuff ever since he mentioned that stupid, ugly bitch, Zoe Berger. That bitch, Zoe Berger. At least she's losing subs, okay? At least Zoe Berger is losing subs. Anyways, 863, what's going on?
Hey, man, this is Tyson Rocket.
Hey, what's up, Tyson?
I actually want to talk something off topic and talk about... I want to get something off my chest about WWE.
Oh, sure. Go on ahead, man.
You know, I am just sick and tired of Vince McMahon hating on some wrestlers, especially, like, wrestlers like Sasha Banks, Cesaro, Tyler Breeze, etc. Like, he doesn't give the push to them because he hates them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, man. I mean, I barely know those wrestlers. You know, I don't watch wrestling too much. But I think he needs to give a lot of wrestlers a push. I mean, they gave that Leafy, you know, that guy with no chin, Ellsworth, a good push, didn't they?
Sort of, but, like, from what I understand, Vince McMahon actually kind of hated, Daniel Bryan, and he didn't get the push until, finally around, like, I think around 2013 and 2014, I think, somewhere around there.
Yeah, because the fans caused it to happen. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Daniel Bryan, but, I mean... At least he got his push. I mean, he's still a great wrestler. Now that I see him as a Hall of Famer, I think he's a great wrestler now.
Indeed. So, yeah. And also, some of the wrestlers that were released, like, I'm actually a little upset that Damian Sandow was released. He was actually quite a great mic talker, for sure.
Oh, I love Damian Sandow's talks. Even though he kind of, I don't know, he reminded me of Jesus when he made his first debut, though. You know?
Yeah.
But except more of a fake Jesus, kind of. You know what? I remember, it kind of reminds me of that thing in the Bible. You know, there's a guy that looks like Jesus, but he acts differently.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember. That's the revelation.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's pretty awesome, Tyson. I want to thank you for that topic, and I do like WWE, so you can, if you're a WWE fan, you can call up and talk about it, and we can have a discussion. So 111, what's going, hold up, 111, what's going on, man?
You can call up and talk about it.
My name is Cleveland Brown, and I...
Motherfucker. Really? That Cleveland Brown shit is stupid. Absolutely stupid. Don't. I'll hang you up. Fuck you. 111. What's going on?
Mega white women. Nigga,
fried chicken eating nigger. Okay. Yeah. That's enough with the racial slurs. But we're not playing Cleveland Brown. I'll allow that. But I'm not allowing no Cleveland Brown bullshit. You are not playing Cleveland Brown on this. That song. Look, I mean, these trolls are making me sing the Cleveland Brown song. It sucks. okay? Don't call up in here and play Cleveland Brown. Oh, who's this 111? What's going on?
Song. It sucks.
My name is Cleveland Brown, and I...
Get the fuck out of here. I'm not having you on my line. Anyways, I think we might get some more shout-outs because it looks like more people are entering as I continue. So, let's see. We got a future show, Blackjack Capitalist, or Scarlet Moon, what's going on? We got Brony Drumming, or Brony Forever Drumming, Code Decode, a.k.a. Audio Jack, Eddie Brown, LOL. No! Do not compare me to Cleveland fucking Brown, that nigger faggot, okay? What are you doing? Eddie Brown? And that meme is stupid. Anyways, Eddie the Keem Obsessor? Is that what that says? Eddie the Keem Obsessor? No, I don't obsess over Keemstar. I used to, but I don't anymore. You also got guest 2457. King Cleveland Undead. Hey, shut up. No. And then Zoe Burger 1, Keem 0. Oh, I get that joke, but fuck Zoe Burger. Plus, I think you spelled Zoe wrong and Burger wrong, I'm sure. So anyways, I'm going to do another round of calls. And maybe during the after show we'll do a little bit of random vandalism. It's just like Radio Graffiti, you know how it goes. So let's just see what's going on. So any topics, I mean, the lines are full, so I don't know what to say about it. Anyways, let's take some calls and see what you guys want to talk about. Well, we'll take the top guy, okay? 435, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Would you like to go into a BuzzFeed video with me? Oh, my.
No. No, no, no. We are not going into a BuzzFeed video. You know, BuzzFeed is a scam site. You do not go to BuzzFeed. I get it. You bronies are like, oh, my God, we're going to be on BuzzFeed. I've been hearing about that. I've been hearing that these bronies are going to be put on BuzzFeed. Isn't that weird? Don't they know it's a trap? They should know. I know it's not good news if BuzzFeed sends you an email. Oh, are you a brony? If so, please send us back and we'll give you an email address, or no, not an actual street address to go to. I don't know, man. Anyways, 862, what's going on?
Oh, Eddie, I think that's be hot if you invite Cleveland Brown so we can have a BBC cuckout. It's so hot.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, whatever. We're not going to have no cookout with you, internet butt stalker. No way. 111, what's going on? True Tie Blue, okay? But I do like the remix. But the thing is that, I mean, I do have a little bit of respect for Leafy. I heard that recently on an episode of Baited that Keemstar is forgiving, he's going to forgive Grade A, Under A, and Leafy. I think he did already, so I think their conflict is basically over. They've kind of become friends again. So everything's back to normal. Everything is happy, oh, joyful. Anyways, 863, what's going on, man?
Hey, King and Undead, question.
Mm-hmm?
How do I get a shout-out from you? Just curious to know.
Oh, you want a shout-out? You want to give a shout-out to somebody? Go on ahead, then.
Oh, like, how you give out shout-outs? Like, I know that you give out shout-outs. How do you do that?
You go to the chat.
Oh,
you go to
room,
the
like,
The Blog Talk Radio chat room.
Which one?
Oh, the one that's in the link provided, you know. I mean, didn't you know you got a link in the Discord? There's a chat in there. You know how Ghost doesn't have a chat?
Are you talking about my Discord chat room? And this is Tyson Rocket, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Oh, I know it's you, Tyson. But no, it's a Blog Talk Radio chat room.
All right.
I'm sure you'll find it. It's always on the link. You would just have to scroll down. That's all you got to do.
I see.
Anyways, we'll put you on mute. Anyways, we're going to start out with random vandalism. It's just the same rules as radio graffiti. I mean, it's something I've done since 2013. So it's hit its actually, it's been about 3 years since I've done it exactly. Like, I started doing random vandalism back November 1st of 2013. And that was an awesome experience. And I almost became the new Ghost during my last broadcast. Man, what an experience that was. Anyways, let's just take some calls right now. When I call in your area code, you have a few seconds to say whatever that is on your mind, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, let's call on some. 111, okay. 111 random vandalism.
Nigga, nigga, bitch, nigga, nigga. Nigga, fried chicken, nigga, watermelon, nigga. Bitch, nigga, nigga, white women, titties.
All right, whatever. 111, what's going on, man?
Is that me?
That's you. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? It's your old buddy, 818.
818? Oh, yeah, you hid your number. Okay, awesome. Trying to remember which guy you were. Which guy were you?
I was the 818 caller. You know, the guy you called was salty, came in here, said that ponies aren't pedophiles. That guy?
Raldi?
No, not Raldi. It doesn't really matter, man.
Brony Drumming?
Nope, not Brony Drumming.
I don't know. Who are you?
I'm Dominus from the Discord chat.
Oh, Dominus. Hey, Dominus. What's going on? You're the Triggered Pony.
Yeah, the Triggered Pony. Not much. Just sitting here, you know, drinking Crystal Pepsi and listening to your show. Good
awesome.
Show, by the way.
Thank you very much.
And I see the Cleveland troll invaded your show there twice. What a dick.
Yeah, I hung him up. I didn't, like, keep him on the air like these other guys. Like, look, if you're going to play Cleveland show on Ghost Show, don't do it. Like, play it on my show either. Seriously. If you play it on my show, then you know you're going to get kicked.
Also, someone's chain calling the Nigga Nigga song there. I chain called on TCR.
Yes. Nigga, nigga, bitch, nigga, nigga. I love that song, man.
It's hilarious. Anyway, you know, good show and everything. Don't hang up. Just put me on hold. I want to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, I'll put you on mute. I always put people on mute, man. I never hang them up, man. See, this is an after show, so I would never – I don't hang up people like Ghost does. So anyways, let's continue – actually, I want to do one more bit of Twitter chat. Chat room shout outs again. One more time with chat room shout outs because we do have a few new people once again. So to get a shout out, you just got to enter into the user thing. So let's see what we have. We have a future show, Blackjack Capitalist, BuzzFeed City Radio. No, I do not get involved with that group, BuzzFeed. They suck. And they are a disgrace. They are clickbait. They are SJWs. They are fucking liberals. You don't do that shit. Cleveland for Drama Alert? Ah, jeez. No. Cleveland for Host. Can we not do the Cleveland shit? Eddie for Cleveland Cock. No. What? Why? You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I remember when Peter kicked out some people. Let's see. What happens when I do something? Watch. I'm going to take you out. Cleveland for drama alert. Bye-bye. And Eddie Brown, LOL. Okay, let's... Yeah. Yeah, get him out. We got Eddie X Ty Blue. Fuck Ty Blue, by the way. Guess 2457. Keemstar for despair, LOL. Oh, that's terrible. Keemstar must suffer. Why? Why must he suffer? Anyways, no. I don't even know. And that's all. That's all the shout ads. Anyways, we're going to continue with some calls. Again, this is Random Vandalism, so you get to do whatever you want to do. 862 Random Vandalism.
Oh, Eddie, I want to see the size of your underwear. I want to smell it, baby bun. So hot.
Ugh. That's disgusting, man. That's absolutely disgusting. No, look, it fits around my waist. It is not saggy. It doesn't do nothing. It's a perfect fit. It actually makes me look slim, actually. Anyways, 111, Random Vandalism.
Han Solo is walking in the stairs. 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 Han Solo is...
Are you fucking kidding me? Don't besmirch the name of Han Solo, man. Han Solo is, as usual, that gunslinging nigga, okay? He's that gunslinging nigga. Anyways, 863 Random Vandalism.
Peter, where are you? My dick's ready. Oh, my.
Oh, shit. I know. It's Shower Guy. Hey. I heard it. I don't care! Woohoo! Yeah, I think they'd rather go for Penguin Graffiti, you know? Penguin Graffiti. But we're not going to do Penguin Graffiti tonight. Not tonight, man. We might do it tomorrow for... Yeah, you know what? Peter should be hosting a show. That's exactly what we need to do. Make Peter the Penguin host a show. And usually he doesn't do topics. He usually takes calls. It's usually a call-in show from there. So anyways, let's get on to 111 Random Vandalism.
A number 7, 2 number 45, 1 with cheese, 2 number 9. Number 9.
Oh, no, it's not a Burger King. This is King Edward Undead, the host of Dead City Radio. Listen, this is not a drive-thru. You got it? Good. 111, what's going on, man? The fuck? Can barely hear that. Got a Obama phone going over there. As Ghost would say it. Well, the nigga watermelon one was me. Oh, that's you, Scarlet Moon. Ah, oh, jeez. How many minutes we got? Okay, we got about 5 minutes. We'll do one more round of calls, and then I'll make an announcement for tomorrow's broadcast. Tomorrow, okay, you'll know what it is. Anyways. 862 Random Vandalism.
Oh, Eddie, can I order your some cock? Some number 7.
No, you are not. This is not a Burger King, and no, you are not going to order my big one. Oh no, my big 8-incher. Okay, you are not going to get the 8-inch long. Yeah, I've measured it. Don't ask why. Curiosity, man, it kills you. Curiosity kills the cat, but it doesn't kill the undead. There's a quote. Anyways, 111, Random Vandalism.
Don't tell Peter. All right, anyways, I'll just have my personal thing with Ty Blue. How about that? We don't need some... Peter the Penguin can butch out. He's got a fucking wife. And Keemstar can suck on his own cock. So, seriously,
Oh, no, fuck you. No, fuck Ty Blue, okay? Fuck Ty Blue. Fuck him. I like Keemstar. Keemstar's an awesome guy. Keemstar's got his wife. Jesus, I don't know. Okay, 863, what's poppin'?
King Ed, it's Shower Guy. I'll have two number nines, a number nine large, a number...
No. Again, this is not a Burger King. This is Dead City Radio with your boy, King Edward Undead. You got that? It's Dead City Radio. Oh, what the fuck is that? Okay, I don't know. With your boy, King Edward Undead. I don't know. I had some cloth, some kind of hairy cloth get on me. That was terrible. We got 111, random vandalism.
Number 6, catch the tip. A number 7, two number 45.
No, we are... I heard those are getting old on Ghost Show, too, but seriously, this is not a drive-thru. This is Dead City Radio.
And this is Patrick.
Yeah, all right. Anyways. Final call for random vandalism. 111. What's going on? One 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 random vandalism. And we ended on a Helen Keller death mute. But I do want to make an announcement for tomorrow's broadcast. Tomorrow is soda battles. We're gonna do a soda battle tomorrow between Barks Root Beer and Crystal Pepsi. Now, a lot of people think that it's going to be worthy to get that Barks. I mean, look, I even started a poll. I'll share it in the chat right now. I hope you guys can join this poll right now. Let me see. Let me get to my profile. I'm going to share a tweet here into the profile. You can vote for your favorite soda via vote on Twitter. So I said, with Barks Root Beer facing off against the legendary Crystal Pepsi, which soda will win this week's soda battle? You guys can vote right now. Just go to my Twitter. My Twitter name is King Ed Undead. That's all one word, no underscore. King Ed Undead. So expect a show tomorrow. Soda battles, Crystal Pepsi versus Barks Root Beer, the ultimate battle. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in with me. I'll be back tomorrow, obviously. Bye now.